From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump will call for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism in an address Sunday in Riyadh to dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders at a regional summit focusing on combating extremism. Trump says in excerpts of the speech released by the White House, America is a sovereign nation and our first priority is always the safety and security of our citizens. We are not here to lecture. We are not here to tell other people how to live, what to do, how to be, or how to worship. Instead, we are here to offer partnership based on shared interests and values to pursue a better future for us all. Ahead of the speech, Mr. Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal becomes effective immediately. The president spoke about his second stop on his 9-day trip overseas, Israel, during his weekly address. President Trump is making plans for another foreign trip as he eases into his first in Riyadh. Earlier today, Mr. Trump, sitting alongside Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, acknowledged Mr. Sisi as a friend. Mr. Trump also met the Emir of Qatar.
We are friends. We've been friends now for a long time indirectly, haven't we? And our relationship is extremely good. We have some very serious discussions right now going on. And one of the things that we will discuss is the purchase of lots of beautiful military equipment because nobody makes it like the United States.
The portion of the meeting open to reporters did not include any discussion of the human rights in Qatar. The nation has come under scrutiny for the harsh conditions faced by workers building the venues for the 2022 World Cup. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea has launched what appears to be a ballistic missile. The Joint Chiefs of Staff in Seoul said the missile fired Sunday afternoon flew about 500 kilometers before landing in the sea. So far, the White House has only said the missile has a shorter range than the missiles launched in North Korea's three most recent tests, including one a week ago that reached an unusual high altitude. That test, according to the White House statement, should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. Unknown gunmen have killed a German aid worker and her Afghan security guard in Kabul before taking away a Finnish woman in an apparent kidnapping attempt. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. Incidents of kidnapping for ransom in Kabul have long posed a challenge for Afghan authorities and have discouraged foreign nationals from moving freely in the city. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State fighters have executed 19 civilians, including two children, after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. There is no comment on the killings from U.S. officials, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the killings occurred in the vicinity of Raqqa. The plight of children and others in Somalia expands as the drought continues and food shortages increase. Mohammed Yusuf has more on the story.
The Geneva-based organization ICRC is working with the Somali Red Crescent Society to reach close to 1 million people affected by drought across Somalia. Speaking to reporters in Nairobi after his tour in southern and central Somalia, ICRC Director of Global Operations, Dominic Stillhart, says the situation is stabilizing in towns like Baidoa, but not in the rural areas.
Most of the people are coming from outside rather than from Baidoa itself, shows that out there the situation is more critical than in urban areas, but at the same time it is also more challenging, of course, to cover a wider area.
Children remain at particular risk. ICRC says its clinics nationwide are treating nearly twice as many malnourished children as they were a year ago. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The 82 Nigerian schoolgirls released from captivity recently after being held for years by Boko Haram are back with their families. They were reunited for the first time Saturday in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The girls are among the 276 Chibok girls abducted from their boarding school by the terrorists in 2014. They were granted freedom as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Boko Haram and the Nigerian government. Nigerian officials say they believe the militants kidnapped the girls to intimidate civilians against resistance. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.